The last time New Yorkers heard from Serbian performance artist Marina Abramović, she was sitting silently in the atrium of the Museum of Modern Art for a very long time. She sat for 736 hours over 3 months while visitors were invited to take turns sitting across from her. Now Abramović has created a dessert. WNYC's Janaea Williams sampled the artist's newest performance and brings us this report.
Eating artist Marina Abramović's volcano flambé must be done in silence. The dessert is served with a pair of headphones and a small wooden box loaded with an MP3 of the artist's instructions.
This is an experiment. Please follow my instructions.
After she tells you to close your eyes and concentrate on breathing slowly and deeply, Abramović walks you through the experience of eating her creation. Kevin Lasko is the executive chef at Park Avenue Winter on the Upper East Side. He collaborated with Abramović for months to bring the artist's vision to the table.
She wanted to do an aphrodisiac dessert, and then she wanted an exploding pyramid. So we tried to work on that in the beginning. She wanted textures, and she wanted hot and cold, and she wanted exploding and flaming. So we left it there, an aphrodisiac volcano exploding dessert, and then we went to a drawing board.
Artists have been using food as a medium for many years. Both the Surrealists and the Dadaists created art by manipulating the appearance of food and performing subversive experiments at the dinner table. The goal was to shake up the daily routines of food and eating. Now, Marina Abramović is the first of four artists participating in a new project that brings chefs and artists together to create edible collaborations.
It's not exactly a surprise that, you know, artists would be interested in using food as part of their inspiration.
Ann Pasternak heads the arts nonprofit Creative Time, which is curating the project.
All four of the artists that we selected for this initiative have a relationship to food. For example, Marina Abramović, she may be best known as a performance artist, but she loves having people sort of participate with her, and she's made cakes out of gold and chocolates with gold.
Her volcano flambé is also topped with gold. A golden band of spun sugar sits on top of a piece of almond cake encased in a flaming mound of meringue and surrounded by crunchy bits of dark chocolate. Price tag, $20. New York artist Paul Ramirez Jonas is preparing to present his culinary intervention at the restaurant next month. Without giving too much away, he says he plans to explore the idea of other people being present at the dinner table, even when they're not physically present at the table.
When we're having dinner, and there's these other people that are always having dinner with us, people we're talking about. And I thought, oh, how could I make that present? And there's something I'm going to try to do that's going to be fantastic, but I don't want to give it away yet, having to do with the glass of wine.
To top it off, Ramirez says that the way all four artists are being paid for their culinary intervention works out to be a pretty sweet deal.
We're not getting paid with money. We're getting paid with a tab. We're going to have a very nice tab at the restaurant that we can slowly deduct from every time we eat. And I just have this fantasy of every time I'm having a difficult day, just take the elevator down and go to the restaurant and have lunch.
Artists will be creating culinary interventions at Park Avenue Restaurant for the rest of the year. For WNYC, I'm Janaea Williams.